The Maryland Comptroller's Office is cautioning that while revenue projections are up, there is uncertainty in the air. That's especially true for the state's 477,000 small businesses that have relied on government assistance during the economic downturn caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Comptroller Peter Francho says he's urging the governor and state lawmakers to put some of the extra money into those businesses. What happens if those businesses don't get the money, and is the state legislature, is the governor really looking at trying to provide that funding for small businesses?
I think they are, but their first instinct, and it's rational, but I just don't agree with it, is to protect the public budgets, the state budget, the county budget, the municipal budgets, because that's kind of their world. I would argue that, yes, it's an important world to protect those budgets where we can, but even more important are the private sector small business budgets. They're the ones that are threatened with extinction, particularly now we're going into the holiday season in a month and a half or so. They're just not going to be able to survive. And they're like little tiny assets all over the state. If we don't protect them, we're going to have to recreate them. It's much harder, much more expensive than even what I'm talking about. So take $500 million to $1 billion, put it into mentoring programs for small businesses to help them up their game as far as internet sales, because people obviously are not going to be comfortable even around this holiday season and shopping in person. But also give them a $10,000, $15,000 check and say, look, survive, be alive, come March. Better times are coming. Hang in there. And a lot of them, I think, will.
Turning to the virus, what happens to the economy if this thing drags on? One, obviously, there's the option of a second shutdown. But even if we don't shut down, that this virus lingers on into the, say, the spring, that's still going to have some kind of impact on what people are doing in terms of going out, and whether it's entertainment or buying.
It's going to have a devastating impact if it continues. It's been mismanaged. There's been a lot of negligence and subterfuge and misinformation, disinformation. I just can't apologize enough for the federal government's lack of a response. Should it be alive and well and come back in a second wave, all bets are off. I just can't overstate the threat to not just small businesses, but all businesses, except for maybe the big tech companies and the ones that delay that are involved in the internet commerce business. But when you're talking about the nation's banking industry, the nation's real estate development industry and sector, the sector around insurance, the big blue chip companies that we think of, being very solid up on Wall Street, they're all going to begin to wobble. And the stock market, I think, is particularly vulnerable to a gigantic collapse if we're not able to corral this virus. And that's why it's so frustrating for me to hear people say, I'm not wearing a mask because the president said it's not necessary. No, masks are almost as good as a vaccine. Wear a mask. Particularly when you're around other people that you don't know. And I don't mean to be doom and gloom, but if there is a resurgence of this virus during the flu season, it's Katie bar the door. It's going to be really bad.
Maryland Comptroller Peter Francho on the fiscal outlook for the state economy. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.